Deborah Baker, DEBORAHBAKER 72581. Miss Baker is a rather healthy year old young lady. Comes in today with what looks like shingles about the left flank underneath the left breast. Period. The paragraph patient has a history of headache on Nurtec and Topamax with excellent response. Vyvanse for ADHD. She also was recently started on Rinvoq, R-I-N-V-O-Q, because of chronic dermatitis. It has done an amazing job for her. That may be what's the culprit of patient's breakout with H. zoster at this time period. Family history, no cancer, no diabetes, no high blood pressure, social, she's married, she doesn't work, she has no stress, she has no children. Allergen and drug allergy, surgery, only surgery she's had is breast augmentation, medical problems, has had dermatitis, chronic acute, and has had migraine headaches, as well as history of ADHD, medication, once again, Nurtec, N-U-R-T-E-C, Vyvanse, Rinvoq, and what does that say, Doc? Oprazole? Oprazole? What is that? Is that a cream?
Yeah, it's a cream.
Oh, it's O-P-Z-A-L-O-R-A?
Yeah, she was filling it out. It's
cream, okay.
L-A-R-A.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I have to look it up. Oh, really? Allergy, none. She states that her weight has been the same. She did have the severe burning over the skin before the zoster broke out. It's on one dermatomal pattern on the left side, does not cross the midline, of course. She weighs 135 pounds today and has not had any significant weight loss or weight gain. Compared to a couple of years ago, she's lost about 6-7 pounds. Let's see, 99%, 98.7, 16, 67, 120 over 79, heart pulse, holes of two lungs to clear up and soften, extrajugular skin shows no rash, skin shows evidence of zoster as was described, blister-like lesions on the left side, probably a T, what do you say, T11, because it was right underneath the breast, right? That's T9, right? T10? Really? Is the breast T6? Is the nipple T6? I can't remember. Right. Along the dermatomal pattern on the left side. assessment because of the fact that, number one, herpes zoster. Number two, because of the fact that she has acute shingles, we repeated her ultrasounds to make sure, i.e. the thyroid was okay, which it was. Liver looks great. Carotid artery shows evidence of minimal obstruction. There's no evidence of uterine fibroid tumors or any other masses. There's no evidence of ovarian mass. Lower extremity has excellent blood flow, no PVD. And echocardiogram shows no change from a year ago, period. Knee paragraph. Patient will be treated with a Topamax as before, Nurtec as before, valacyclovir, 1,000 milligram 1 TID, and a towel number 3 for pain, just 15 tablets to help her at nighttime. During the day, she's going to take Tylenol and Motrin. Next number is the blood work was done recently. We get a copy of that, and she's going to call her dermatologist who started on Rinvoq regarding what to do next with the medication, since I believe that's the culprit in her causing her zoster. Thank you.